It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando, and on tonight's episode, we are going to be discussing drug addiction, child.
No,
well,
addictions.
Addictions.
Yeah, addictions.
Addictions. Addictions. Well, speaking of addictions, did you hear about DMX?
I know. That's so sad.
Right. So I don't know what. So wait, did he have a heart attack or did he overdose? Because
The overdose caused him to have a heart attack.
okay, so why was somebody? I think somebody said that the wrong information was put out or something. Was it just a rumor or?
No, it is very true that he had an overdose, which led to a heart attack.
Right.
But I think they were saying it wasn't true that he was taken off the ventilator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you know they reported that he was
Yeah.
taken, but then it was reported that he was like that was
Right.
misinformation.
Wow, okay. That part was a wow, man. A freaking overdose. That's crazy. That's
So here's one of my biggest issues about this DMX thing. I remember when X was on Versus. Look good. You know, he said he was clean, he wasn't drinking. I mean, you in a room with Snoop. I've heard people say, like, literally, like, they don't even smoke, but there's one person in this world that if they smoked weed, it would be with Snoop. Like, he was like, I'm clean, I don't do that stuff no more, I ain't drinking, I got Kool-Aid. Like, he was very adamant about not doing that.
Right.
So when I seen him go on Drink Champs, I watched maybe like 3 minutes of it and I had to cut it off
Right.
because my heart hurted instantly.
Right.
I'm like, okay, Nori. I know you Nori talk about drugs on Drink Champs, like that he still do the shit. Like,
Right.
and he talk about drugs all the time.
Wait, he was on drugs?
Who?
Noriega.
He not on drugs, but you know they
Yeah.
pop pills and all that other kind of Molly and whatever, all the stuff that they do in the industry. If you, I mean, if you really watch Drink Champs, you know he talk about it all the time. All the stuff that they used to do, and every now and again you'll hear him mention like we about to go my so you know, they still do this shit.
Right.
And all they do is drink on Drink Champs. It is called Drink Champs. So one, I would need for him to have enough respect for X to say, I love you too much, bro, to bring you on this show. Because all business ain't good business. I don't care what kind of ratings it was going to bring.
Right.
You don't bring somebody like X into that environment.
Right. Was Snoop smoking at night?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that atmosphere at versus the Drink Champs atmosphere, where all they do is talk about drugs, all they do is smoke, all they do is drink. Like, that's just not the atmosphere that you bring a drug addict into, or an alcoholic. Like, you just don't do it. And because you know how bad off DMX is or was at a point in time, like, I'm going to love you enough because I got so much respect for you to say I decline you coming on my show.
Yeah, or not, though, you don't need to drink.
Or I was going to say that, or
Let's drink champs, drink water.
for this one day we drinking Kool-Aid on Drink Champs for my nigga DMX.
Yeah, that would have brought the rating sky high. That would have been
Sky
like,
high, because so many people would have respect for Drink Champs
right.
that
It didn't even seem like, I only watched a small piece, but it didn't even seem like DMX really wanted to drink. He's like,
It just, I could tell just from watching it that he had relapsed.
wow.
Just from watching it, I could tell that he had relapsed. Me personally, I don't want to be part of the reason why.
Right. Addiction is not a game. Are you addicted to anything?
Some may say my ass is addicted to cupcakes.
Oh, cupcakes? Not chocolate.
Oh, you know I'm addicted to chocolate.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
That's addiction. A straight fact.
Addiction is one hell of a drug.
Listen, let me tell you how bad.
Because addiction don't have to be a drug.
It don't have to be a drug.
That's killing me.
Let me tell you how bad an addiction is. An addiction will make you do something even though you know it can kill you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Me and my coworker a minute ago had this dope ass debate. So I'm gonna bring it here to shit. So I said I'm addicted to sugar.
Most people are.
Most people, yeah. It ain't too many people that's not really addicted.
And you don't even know it.
And you don't even know it. Like, I'm addicted to sugar. But I haven't had addiction quite. Like, first of all, sugar isn't needed. It's really overrated. Let's talk about that. When I went on my diet, no sugar, no carbs, blah, 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 I was drinking coffee. I had flavored tea without sugar. You know what I'm saying? You can get stuff without. And I didn't even really. I didn't even miss it for 2 weeks. I thought I was going to be like. You know, like, Jones oh, my in. God, like, God damn, I need some sugar. I really didn't even need that shit. Anyway, he's saying, so you think sugar is worse than cocaine? That was the debate. I said, it probably is because everybody get a taste of sugar. Everybody don't get
listen,
a taste
let me tell of you, cocaine. Let me tell you why cocaine, let me tell you why sugar is just as bad. I don't want people on here to think that I'm being insensitive to an addiction that's as bad as drugs.
Right.
Because I think, here's why I'm going to tell you why sugar is worse than cocaine. Mm-hmm. Because with a drug or cocaine, crack, pills, anything, mm-hmm. drugs, period. Mm-hmm. Even alcohol. Mm-hmm. When a person becomes an alcoholic or a drug addict, mm-hmm. most times after a certain amount of time, you can see it.
Right.
It's in your face. Mm-hmm. Right now, our generation, mm-hmm. we're not strung out on crack.
No.
Because we seen what it did to our people, mm-hmm. right? We seen what it did to our parents. We seen what it did to our grandparents. Mm-hmm. And we still living with the effects of it to this day.
Right.
Right? So, we all grew up like, I ain't doing no drugs.
Right.
Niggas in the hood sell it. They starting to revisit doing drugs. But being a drug addict was not an option for our generation.
Right.
Because we were able to see what it did. Sugar? You can't see that shit.
No, you'd be old with sugar diabetes.
Or, like, or black. I don't want to say. Just, period. Yeah. Diabetes and obesity.
And guess what?
Hits way more people than people being addicted to drugs.
First of all,
and you can't even see it.
Because guess what? Most people think when you're obese, you gotta be fat as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us, and I don't wanna hear the black people.
As I'm sitting here eating all this KFC and drinking soda.
I just had a steak, so no judgment. But and I'm obese. Let's be clear. But I'm like, listen. You don't have to be the
biggest. But you don't look obese. Yeah. That's
you
the
have,
thing.
You don't have to be the biggest bitch in the city, in America.
Nope.
That is very real, and you definitely know the difference. You don't even have to look fat. You can be a little thick or whatever. Like a person like me. I don't think nobody considers me fat, but I'm obese. Mm-mm,
'cause you don't even wear a large, sis. Yeah. Like, you small.
So, yeah, like, sugar is one. I'll argue with anybody. And
here's how bad sugar is. You can be diagnosed with diabetes, mm-hmm. and still be out here, mm-hmm. eating the wrong shit.
Right.
Eating badly. And ending up in diabetic comas.
Want some real shit? Eating healthy and then, is the hardest thing ever.
And then you go and people go. I've seen people go in diabetic coma, come out, do good for a week or two, mm-hmm. even do good for a month or two. Mm-hmm. And then one piece of cake sit right in front of me. So I'm gonna just get a little piece. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, you right back in the hospital because you wasn't following your nutrition plan.
It's very real, man.
Addictions are very real.
Sugar is in everything. And you know what? I started comparing like sugar and stuff, even food. I could start thinking about every addiction because people be so quick to judge.
Food is an addiction.
People be so quick to judge crackheads and people that's on pills, any type of drug, weed.
Sex is an addiction.
Yo, people be so
quick. Porn is addiction.
To judge. So when, like, I hear a lot of people, like, if they not, they don't have a drug habit, if they not on drugs or anything, or somebody's on drugs, popping pills, or just getting high on wet, whatever the situation is, and he be like, yo, you gotta do better. You gotta get off of this, that, the third. You just, like, telling somebody they gotta get off as if they can wake up in the morning and get off. That's not possible. You can't wake up in the morning and get off of sugar, let alone you think somebody can get off of crack or wet or opioids? Like, y'all, you think is that easy? So when somebody is being a judgmental, and I know it, I know if you hang around people, you know their addictions. So drop. That's like somebody telling me drop hot tea. With sugar and lemon, like it's hot. I can't drop it.
That's just like somebody telling KB, you can't eat no more chocolate tomorrow. Right. Oh my God, I was sneaking do it.
It's not easy.
Doing well, I can't have the caffeine, and chocolate is very high in caffeine. And yeah, I can't.
Yeah, I heard people like throwing shade on the DMX. Post when they heard he in the hospital for overdose, you know, overdosing. People were saying, he was robbing people, and they would just start talking about his just past in general.
Like, wait, what? He was doing what?
He was robbing people, and I don't know if he was robbing people now, and they just was like saying, let's not forget, he in the hospital. We doing all this praying. He in the hospital for ODing. And he used to rob people. You know, he not really that good of a dude for all of us to be, you know, doing all this praying and all that stuff.
Wait, so because of what he used to do, we can't pray for the guy?
Right. Same thing as God.
DMX really be out here preaching to the world. We can't pray for him?
Yeah.
They've got DMX, like, on video praying for everybody. Mm-hmm. And we can't pray for him?
Right. Since these people in this world
crazy. But you can crazy.
Easily not pray for him.
That's just it. Like that. Boom. That's and move
it.
On.
You don't think it deserves your prayer. But anybody that you're thinking about praying, see, that's what I'm saying. People be judging anything because you want to pray for what you want to pray for.
This got to you a little bit, sis, because you like
it. Because I just... Yeah, that post did get to me because people just be like, the internet get people... They don't give a damn. Like... You don't know
but they but they be the first ones who mom or aunt or somebody pass away from drugs, and they be the first ones ready to fight somebody because somebody called their people's a crackhead.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they be the first ones.
Right. Addicted. You can be addicted. I was addicted to Mountain Dew.
Girl, you been addicted to Mountain Dew, and then before that, you was addicted to... Remember when you was addicted to Mystic iced teas?
No, I just like Mystic iced teas, just like I like Pepsi, but I'm not addicted to them.
No, at one point in time,
I like ice...
Needed a Mystic iced tea.
So I drink. I remember. So you would probably think that I'm addicted to Pepsi. I drink Pepsi every day.
I don't think you're addicted to Pepsi.
I used to drink Mystic iced teas, however... It ain't no need in the world, for real. And I did drink iced teas every day. Right now, I drink tea every day. But I feel like there's nothing that had me, like, my mind. My mind was like a freaking Mountain Dew. Like, it was just like, I'm telling you, like, I will wait. First of all, a Mountain Dew. You could have that. First of all, you see the Pepsi on the stand. After that thing get, after it's not cold no more, mm-hmm. You don't want it. The Mountain Dew, for me,
yeah, I don't like
you can drink a Mountain Dew and while it's heated. Well, while it's hot, while it's cold.
I can't have Mountain Dew. It's got too much caffeine.
Listen, I remember being 13, had all these bumps my friend at the time, her boyfriend was like, oh, you got bumps. I was crying because I was 13 and bumps was like, big joints was popping up. I'm like, I got to drop Mountain Dew. I cried because I had to drop the Mountain Dew. Anyway, I stopped for like maybe a couple of months to a year. Then I was back on Mountain Dews again. I remember telling this story. I wish we could have invited my guy Charles here because he'd tell you. He was talking about, this was like the realest, craziest, weird story of them all. My coworker, he used to be addicted to heroin. So I'm telling him my Mountain Dew stories. And as we talking, I'm like, you pop that bad boy open. And he like, he'd shoot it in his arm. And then I'm like, and once you drink it, you be like, ah. And then he was like, and when he shoot up, that feeling is like, but we seen it at the same time. Yo, he was cracking up. Now, he don't know my Mountain Dew days, so he, like, he thinking that. He, like, what you mean? Like, sort of how you was with the tea. Like, what you mean you ain't addicted to Pepsi? No, Pepsi, you been drinking Pepsi? Dog, I do. Don't get me wrong. I drink a Pepsi every day, but I don't need it. Mm-mm. I don't need it. I really just drink it to burp. And because it just make the food taste better.
Oh, my God.
That scared the hell out of me.
It make the food taste better. Everything for you make the food taste better.
It do. You don't think a juice make a food taste better? You don't?
No. I can eat my food without drinking anything.
Oh, no. I got to wash it. Oh, wait. Yeah. I got to wash my food down. I gotta wash it down with something, Lord Jesus. I cannot not eat my food with anything. That's just crazy.
Yeah, I can eat. I eat first, then I drink.
Oh, so I'm drinking.
I don't even need a soda.
So I'm drinking mine while I'm eating, and it just be like, that's how you get full, too.
That's funny.
My boy brought me in a brownie from Chick-fil-A. If you ain't had a brownie from Chick-fil-A, get up on out there. Okay, I might be addicted to something else, too. Like, right now, I think I'm addicted to fruit snacks.
You might be.
Yo, I really think about them joints, and I'm like, I will go to the market just to get a fruit. That's when I know when it be that deep.
Listen, this is why I'm telling you in my head, you used to be addicted to Mystic. Mm-hmm. ICs, because it had to be a Mystic. You didn't want nothing else. Like, it had to be a Mystic.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like nothing else. But now that, you know what, Takira put me on to Turkey Hill.
What?
Turkey Hill tea.
Oh, God, that's so good. It's don't so don't good. Do the sweet tea.
Yeah.
And if then, you do Turkey Hill, do not do the sweet tea because you're going to really get addicted.
And then my girlfriend cooked and she bought this tea. She said, you probably not going to like it because it's not as sweet.
What brand
what
was
you
it?
Be having it? I forgot what it was. But guess what? It wasn't sweet.
But it was good, wasn't it? Was it that gold? Man. Something gold?
I don't know. I don't even have a clue.
Those are good too.
She's like, it was a flavored tea though.
Okay.
Man, she bought the tea for me. She like a water girl, listen. Or you know, she don't have. And that, I don't even know if she had to drink like how you are. I don't know if she. I may be wrong, but I don't think she had to drink while. This tea was so good. She said, man, because she put it in the freezer. That thing had the ice chips in it. Man, that thing was slamming.
That sounds so good.
Man, listen. That thing was.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Know who else tea I like?
Who?
Popeye's sweet tea.
Oh, for real, I never taste Popeye's sweet tea.
I used to go to Popeye's just to get the iced tea.
Really?
That's it.
So, I like. Okay, my favorite iced tea is June's Breakfast Store.
Oh, my God.
Yo, I know they tea is like, first of all, they iced tea is like nobody's business. Like, I hate when I go to the wrong breakfast store and ask for iced tea, and I'm thinking that I'm going to get a June's iced tea. I don't know if Teabag iced tea is good.
Yes.
But for some odd reason, I don't know if the breakfast stores are cheating or not, but June's, I really believe that June's use the iced tea that come in the market.
Probably.
That should be too so good. And then you put that with ice, yeah?
I don't like those kind of iced teas.
Man. Did you ever say June's iced tea?
I have, yes.
You don't like it?
I don't prefer it, no.
Man, that thing.
I need good. I like iced tea made from the tea bags. I love iced tea made
from
tea
bags. I do like iced tea made from the tea bags.
That fresh brew taste is something that you can't get in the powder.
Yeah. For sure. It's a different taste. I think both of them are equally good. Don't get me wrong. But whenever I get it and it don't taste like what I'm like the tea that I'm used to growing up, which was the brutes, you know, the tea bags or that what June's got, I don't want it. I don't know what they doing wrong.
Now, I'm going to tell you who's going to crack up when she hear this podcast.
Who?
I'm addicted to Makonda's cupcakes.
I'm cracking up.
Sis had to cut me off one time. That's how you know that she a good person. Because I buy my cupcake. I buy the cupcakes from her. So she's making money off of me. But most people making money off of you ain't going to tell you like, no, I got to cut you off. But she cut me off.
Damn.
She said that I'm not going to let you do this.
My God.
I said, your cupcakes is getting me fat, sis. And she said, you know what? I'm gonna cut you off. And she really didn't let me order from her for a couple of months.
That's a good job.
I was getting cupcakes from Makonda every weekend. Buying like 2 dozen of cupcakes.
Man, listen.
She got these orange cream something cupcakes. And like she put this little, like, it's like soft icing. Then it's got like these little crunchy icing pieces that be all on top of it. Oh my goodness.
Yes.
Simply Makonda.
Yes.
If you hear me, it is time for me to make an order.
I'm cracking up. She's addicted. She's addicted. You can definitely be. You mentioned being addicted. You can be addicted to a man or a woman.
Facts.
Good.
Straight facts.
Good God almighty. Or addicted to...
You know what?
Attention.
That, facts. That's, that you see that all in children.
Yeah.
Oh, and sometimes they don't even ever outgrow it.
Yeah. Attention seekers. Attention holes.
You're addicted. And social media
social
media is an addiction in itself, but the attention seekers is even more addicted.
Wow, that's just crazy.
So they got like a double, social media feels like a double addiction for them.
Yeah, it's like crap. Wow,
that's like a double addiction at one time.
The thought process of the thought process of the person who created social media. Like, everybody, that's another, it's like a, what do you call it? What is it called? Like a, I can't even get it out. But basically, like a ghost. Everybody's addicted to it, whether you want to admit it or not. Or maybe you're not addicted to social, maybe you are, because what else are you doing on your phone? When you like, so besides talking, when you in on your phone, a lot of times you're...
Well, congratulations to the people who never got on social media to become addicted.
When they not on social media, they on social media.
I put up a post not too long ago and it showed...
we got an aunt right now that's on social media, not on social media.
Ciao.
My girlfriend not on...
Sis, you used to be on social media, but wasn't on social media. Right.
So I'm said that to say, they want to end. It's addictive. Like, what else are you doing? You on that phone somehow. Just addicted to these phones, even if you're on YouTube.
Let me tell you what social media do. Not only are you addicted to social media, but then they got the ads popping up. And you keep seeing like, let me tell you how Facebook got me so many times. Like, I saw those damn boots that I just wore. I seen them boots pop up in my, I think I Googled something one time, like boots or something like that. Next thing I know, the boots show up in my news feed in a Steve Madden ad. Mind you, I don't even really like Steve Madden shoes because for me, like, they just, out of nowhere, his shoes just got, like, real, like, the inside, the leather is hard. It's just not a lot of times Steve Madden shoes aren't comfortable. So, I've been stopped liking Steve Madden. But these shoes kept coming up, whether I like Steve Madden or not.
Right. Pretty much.
And I'm like, all right, I click on it. And then I'm like, no, 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 I ain't going to buy it. Then it show up again, and I click on it, and I'm like, no, 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 I ain't going to buy it. Next thing I know, because it done came in my, up in my newsfeed so many times, like, we gonna make her buy these shoes. Next thing I know, I bought those shoes, bagged a little purse to match the shoes, another pair of shoes, like, all because the damn newsfeed kept coming up. I mean, the advertisement kept coming up. So, not only is it social media an addiction in itself, but it's bad for somebody with a shopping addiction. It's bad for somebody with an attention-seeking addiction. It's like social media is almost like a triple, quadruple. It's a silent killer.
That's the word I was looking for. Just like that sugar. That's the worst one. That's a snake. They creeping up on you. You don't even know it. You like, I don't want to buy them shoes.
That's that sugar. Sugar is just like that. Shopping is an addiction, a silent killer. Gambling.
Oh.
Child.
I remember this guy said, Shorty, you crazy? He said people losing their houses in the casino. My stupid ex-boyfriend being there, blow his whole everything. He ain't never lose a home, but damn. He blow everything out. Dog, how do you just sit in there all day? All day. And lose everything. Never forget, my family, we went on vacation. My sister. My dad and my sister, baby father, they went at night. They gambling or whatever. So my dad said, yo, go get him. He told my sister, go get your man. He up, 13,000.
Damn.
But go get him. He told him, let's just roll. We've been in here all day. Let's roll. Next time they came back, she went to go get him, all right. She got stuck down there with him. Next thing I know, in the middle of the night, I wake up out of my sleep. And sis and her baby dad is on their way. First of all, we got down there and my dad and them.
First of all, I'm cracking up at the story and don't even know it, but go ahead.
They was on their way on a Greyhound bus. He done spent all the money, her money. Sorting. We had a good family vacation. Why would you spend that girl money? I said, yo, I never to this day I realized how dope of a woman that she was. Because I still don't know if she curses his asshole yet. But they moved so easily out of the room. Like, we was all asleep. They packing their stuff. And they going that way on the Greyhound. Like, where the hell is y'all going? It couldn't have been me. I don't give a damn about an addiction. I'll be like, go down there and get my money.
Remember that episode on Fresh Prince? Somebody, I think it was, which one of them, Will or Carlton?
About walking backwards.
No, one of them spent all the money or they lost the money. So then they had to do like that's how they ended up doing that.
Oh my God, they was raising money in that song?
On it.
Jump on it.
They had to win the money back.
Oh.
They lost all their money, so they entered in a dance contest or something like that.
Wow. I ain't seen. Oh my
I think gosh. That's the episode when they went to Vegas.
I never seen that one.
Yes. You never seen the episode when they go like.
Yeah, I seen that one, but that was in Vegas? Oh, probably so, because they was. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't remember it all the way. Wow.
I think that's the episode. I might be getting it mixed up with something. Yeah. But yeah, they had to enter a contest. I think Carlson had lost all their money.
Mm-hmm. I know. I remember one time Will saying, because I used to do this too. Used to tell my dad and my stepmom, walking a casino backwards is good luck. And I think on the episode with Will Smith and them, they walking in the casino backwards. Because so basically the myth I got was from them. Mm-hmm. But they walking in the casino backwards. And I think once, I don't remember the show, but somebody probably was up. Then they lost. But, wow. Yes, man. Child. Addicting. Yeah. People gamble from when they kids. Mm-hmm. All the way till they grown. You will spend all your money like that.
Yeah.
I can't do that. We'll spend it
less. Gambling go beyond the casino. It go... People put bets mm-hmm. on with games.
Yeah.
Child, people
play cards in the crib.
Cards.
My dad and them
professional card games, poker and all that. Like
my dad and them have card games. They go side. The hand can be $5. They go on a side for $20. So they paying like $25 a game.
Mm.
Sometimes it go up depending on who the player there that night.
That's too rich for my blood. I'm out.
Yo, and they be playing for hours. I don't know what type of bank account these gamblers got. I'm out. Going on.
I ain't doing it. I ain't spending more than $5. I ain't doing
Man,
it.
Man, listen. Went to the casino. I think the time when we went to 40-40. So we went to the casino when we went to 40-40. I played I had $75 to start with. First, I was playing the crap table. I don't even know what the hell I was on. Got on blackjack, won $500. I go home to my son aunt. She listening to this. She know we talking about her. We ain't talk about her, but she got a gambling addiction. So she said, "Come on, Sean, let's go." But you just won $500. All the gamblers listening to what she about to say. Y'all going to be able to relate. She's saying, "Sean, come on, you won $500." You just won $500 in Atlantic City. You got beginner's luck. Go back. You can triple your money. I go back with the $500. We go on the bus. 30 minutes later, we back on the bus.
What the hell is it with these people in this Greyhound in Atlantic City?
We back on the bus in 30 minutes, y'all. My life flashed before my eyes. Like, I felt broken. Like, I felt like I spent rent money. Like, I spent my winnings. Yo, when I tell you, I was, like, walking out of there like a fucking puppy dog. Like, I could have just, like, stopped and, like, I'm out my money. I did not feel good. I went to fuck to sleep. Take me home now.
You went with somebody with a gambling addiction.
Addiction, and she couldn't even help.
And thought that was okay.
Sis, give my motherfucking money. We should have been fighting. I would never, ever. I started thinking about everything that I could have got. I started thinking about that Gucci store we seen this season. You know, at that time, them with Gucci sneakers was $500.
Oh, damn, yo, sis.
You can get a Gucci bag for $650. Now shit going up, but don't get them.
That was back in the recession. When the prices was lower. Yeah, I remember
when the prices were lower. Wait, you think the price is lower right
now? No, back then. When prices went down, when you could get a pair of Louboutins for lower than $1,000, we was in a recession.
That was in the good old days.
That's the good old days almost
hit the Great Depression.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad though, because once the government gave people money, the government was smart. You know why? Because they know that shopping is an addiction. And people will spend.
Man, people will spend
what they don't have.
Man,
if you give it to them,
you want.
So how do we fix the economy? Give people money for them to spend.
Man, listen. First of all,
that's how you do it. Online, they're not gonna pay their rent. They're gonna spend it.
No, I just need to know, and I know, and I mean this. With all the, I mean this, right? I just want to know, when did people go broke? Because guess what? Once stores close down, online shopping hit an all-time high. I heard so many people say,
oh my God, I just been shopping online. Was like, if you ain't know how important the change, the trends, formation was coming, you ain't even realize that for real, mortar and brick is not even about to be a thing no more. You wanna, you could, for think about it, you could order groceries.
You sure can.
We talking about addiction though, right?
It's all in it, but it's all it's spending money though. Like this is a part. Addicted. This is how. This is money. How
shopping. Yeah,
it's not. It goes. It's just in anything is considered shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anything.
You can get a pocketbook.
Spending your money on something is shopping.
Yo, and listen, just like for real, spending money.
This technology got us addicted to spending money.
We've been addicted though, because I remember.
But it's got us addicted even more.
These niggas would go. I want to talk about income tax. You get your income tax, you gotta just spend your money on something so you get another TV.
Wait, you and these TVs.
So. I can't get on with this. I don't wanna know. How many TVs in the
Yo, get? You are obsessed with people buying TVs.
I just don't understand. I just wanna know. Cause you gotta spend your money.
Child, I still got the same TV I bought almost 10 years ago.
Man, listen. Them niggas buy TVs every year during income tax season. All right. I don't buy furniture that much. But I get if you changing out your furniture every year, right? You may just want something different.
Mm-hmm.
But a TV? Okay, so you get this inch, get that inch, get that.
Okay.
Are you getting
okay.
more inches?
Okay, let me say this because we might be you. I'm not me because I'm not. This is your words. You might be being judgmental.
No. Yes. I want to know what TV do you need?
Every so year. Let me explain this. Technology changes every year. So the TV you bought, you got to look at technology, any technology. Look at the TV, no different than a cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, iPhone and Samsung come out with a new device.
Mm-hmm.
And people either go in and trade in what they have, upgrade to a new one, or they just flat out buy a new phone, right? Mm-hmm. Or the new watch come out, so you got to trade in and get the new watch. TVs is no different. Because I can honestly say when I bought my TV, it was like when smart TVs was first coming around.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing I know, like the smart TV a year later does a little bit more. A year later, it do a little bit more than what it did before.
Mm-hmm.
Now, smart TVs is so much more advanced than when I bought my TV that I could really have seen. It was times where I really wanted to buy a new TV every single year. But I wasn't doing it because it don't make sense because I could still press the button and watch the fucking TV. But I get why people do it. I think we got to look at it as, again, no different, like the way we started off with not being judgmental to the person who got an addiction to drugs.
Yeah, the only thing I'm judging them of is being addicted to spending their money.
You can't judge a person that's addicted to spending their money.
Just like I'm judging
a person. You can't judge an addiction, period.
I'm calling it what it is. Just like I said, you can be addicted to food. You can be addicted to spending money.
Right, but you can't judge it either way.
And well, I never judged it. I'm just talking about the people I can't understand. I related it to... I only talked about it because we were talking about addicted to spending money. So I said that I think the people are addicted to spending money because you get your income tax, you have a whole lump sum of money, and you say in your brain, I need to buy something.
But you're looking at it in a negative light, though. Like, okay. So at the end of the day, like, we got to look at it as the same, like, it's somebody that might be addicted to drugs. It's still an addiction. Unfortunately, that's... People are just addicted to so many different things, like...
Yeah, so I guess, are they addicted to buying a TV or are they just addicted to spending money? Because my thing is...
Either one or the other.
Yeah, I think they just addicted to spending money, so they making their brain that they have to buy a TV every year.
Some people really are into technology.
Some are.
Yeah, some people are just really into technology. No different than the person who got to buy the new PlayStation every time a PlayStation come out.
But how often do you think the person is just addicted to spending money?
I don't know. It don't matter. It's still an addiction. An addiction is addiction, whether it's just spending money or whether it's just technology.
And I don't think they're addicted to technology. It just might be thoroughly into technology. You think?
No, there are people out here that is thoroughly addicted to technology.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I can't get... I be so far behind with technology, it ain't even funny. I remember somebody had the same phone as me. I didn't even know the phone did. The technology is always behind me. Like, I need to catch up. Like, I'm trying to catch up. I can't even get addicted to the like TikTok. At this point, I don't even know how to work TikTok. And I know so many people that's addicted to TikTok.
I'm not addicted to TikTok, but I do see how you can get lost in it. Like, TikTok is like a Lifetime. Remember how you used to watch Lifetime? Mm-hmm. And you turn Lifetime on and it'd be so good. And before you know it, a new movie done started. And they so similar, you don't even know it started a new movie. Mm-hmm. TikTok, like, they just keep going. And they just keep going. And they keep going. Before you know it, you've been on TikTok for too damn long.
Yeah. So I think that I can't get into it because I don't know how to work it.
I don't think you know how to work it. I'm not into TikTok as much as other people because I don't do the TikToks.
Oh.
So I think you might, one of the problems is you don't do the TikToks. And it's probably because you don't know how to work it. Yeah. So if you actually started doing the TikToks, you probably would figure out how to work it and you probably would get addicted. But, right. I mean, I have gotten lost in TikTok, but I'm not addicted.
Yeah. I can't even, like, because I don't even know where to start to look for. Like, I enjoy watching, like, when they come up on Instagram and there's a TikTok video, I'll be cracking up. Like, I just think
it's no different than, like, Instagram or whatever.
Yeah, but I want to see people I know.
Press the search. Oh, that's, I mean, you got to know their names and stuff. Yeah. You got to follow them on TikTok. Just right. Like, see, you follow them on, and I don't know nobody's TikTok
name.
I don't have
nobody, like, I don't know nobody's TikTok name that I know. Right. I have it because I was going to, like, I post maybe, like, four for my other business or whatever. But I really just don't know what I'm doing. My girlfriend, she went viral her second video. She was, like, she said, LaShawn, she said, you really should, like, when you decorate and put it on there. I just got an Airbnb, guys, not too long ago. So she was like, do the Airbnb on TikTok. I'm like, I don't know how to make those videos like how you, like, I don't even know how to clean and record at the same time, like, and then fasten it up, and I don't know how to do all that. The reels, yo, people are killing it right now with the reels. I don't know, like, I know to just post a video, but I'm talking about all the real, like, the dope stuff that you can do with it. I don't know how to.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm like,
that's these young folks these days.
No,
it's right. Everybody, actually.
Yeah, man, it'd be some old people older than me and you on there. All right,
I know this episode is about addictions, but can I change the subject for 1 second? Mm-hmm. Can we talk about how many women in the timeline all day yesterday? I mean, not all day yesterday. Last night and all day today have been talking about Ron Isley.
Shout out to my guy, Ron. You say he's 79 years old?
79 years old, looking like a snack.
Shout out to the bull, Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Biggs last night had all the women calling him Zaddy. I went to work today, and my coach, as soon as she seen me, she was like, yo, she ain't say KB. She said my real name, but let's just say she said KB. She said, yo, KB, did you see Mr. Biggs last night? I was like, sis, I just walked in the door.
He was around here looking like somebody. Zag.
It was the swag for me. The beard, the swag, the everything.
I like the beard. I think the joint was clean.
Clean.
Yeah, he was chilling.
He wasn't even sharp, like an old head. He had like young boy swag. Like,
yeah.
You know, his wife is like 30-something years younger. I mean, what is she? I don't think she's 30-something years old. She's like...
I never want a man that's 30 years older than me.
No, I don't want to say 30.
Please, God. Because if he's 79...
Yeah, she like... I don't even think she's 60. I think she's like 40-something.
No, it's never given that. I don't give a damn what you look like. Y'all can play all y'all want about Mr. Biggs on television, but I don't want no man that's 79 years old, child. What the hell I want with a man that's 79 years old? I don't give a damn how good he look. His old ass start walking on. No, I'm good, love. I'm good, love. Well, did you like? So who you think beat?
You know what? I think that that was just a whole ass concert. That wasn't that was not a versus. That was just a concert. Mm. And I don't think nobody beat. I just think it was a good show.
Oh, wow. All right. So, with that being said, are you ready to close this bad boy out?
I was trying to find out how old sis is, but I guess it don't matter. His wife is 44. He's 79. She's 44.
44 years old. Oh, my God.
You know how many years older than me that is?
That's too much older than me.
44. I'm talking about 44. Yeah. I'm going to just let that go because I ain't trying to tell the world how old I am. Mm-hmm. But.
Yeah, no. It's never.
There's no way me and Mr. Biggs could be.
I don't want Mr. Biggs, show. I'm going to be honest. I don't want Mr. Biggs. Like, why would I want his old ass? Child. Is that really his wife?
Yes, this is his wife. And they've been together for like 17 years.
Wow. Yes. So how old was she when he met her?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know. It was 17 years ago. Oh. You do the man. That's a bit much for me to even discuss it.
Oh, we see how you carrying it. Okay.
27 years old.
Well, 27, I bet. Is she? Cause she grown.
She grown, but I mean,
she like old men. And we ain't gonna do that.
He was 62, dating a 27-year-old.
She ain't really like him at first, but
how you know? No, I'm gonna tell you that she did like him at first. I really believe that she did. Mm. Like, I'm gonna tell you why I think she did. Mm-hmm. Because he's a smooth old head. Mm-hmm. And he probably was in that ear. Listen, you was he probably was in that ear talking some smooth old head shit, got all up in her head. And made her fall for him.
I don't believe it. Not
I do.
At first.
I do.
I think she said that old man, she said, that's a zaddy. Because guess what? He just wasn't just cute.
And he
right
was
here.
Talking smooth shit. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
he had her from day one.
No, he had her think he was throwing that. He was passing, cutting checks.
Listen, I ain't say cutting checks wasn't a part of it. She probably was attracted to that.
No, she
all didn't. Of it,
she
all
was,
of it. The smooth
she was
talk,
using him first.
The money, the and everything. I don't think it was. I don't think she was using them. I think he really smooth talked her out of her drawers.
Well,
and by the time
yesterday,
that is a whole classic pimp that man is.
Well, he knew exactly what he was.
Did you see my post? Mm-hmm. Ron Isley was still your granny, your mama. And your girl. Mm-mm. At the same time.
Sit his old ass down.
Shit. I really believe that he was too smooth and slick. And she didn't realize it until she was walking down the aisle getting married. Like, what the hell am I doing? And it was too late
I
by
I got
then.
Him for cheating right now in the day.
I got him for cheating on her knowing it.
Her knowing it?
Yeah.
What is she there for again? She want his old ass to cheat on her, and she not using him? She probably got a young Teneroni right there in the bed while he going to go mess with whoever
she better
with.
Not. You seen the video. Mr. Biggs ain't playing. She being in the hospital and so
this
was.
Is Mr. Biggs. How you doing, Mr. Biggs?
Oh, time to go.
Telling me.
Shit Talk Radio, Plando is singing. We got to go.
Now she's sleeping with another woman. No, you have any...
Nothing to say.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Nothing. Addictions.
Watch Don't be so quick child. To judge. That's it.
Watch the sugar, child.
And no, let's pray got for an X. addiction.
You want to pray for DMX. Yo, X.
Don't
God.
You play with God like that. You are not going to pray. Oh, you are gonna not going to play with God like that. You're not playing with the Lord.
I was going to do not one of my Lord. Dog prayers. Yo, why if he could be on the world, if he could be praying for the world. Why can't I pray for him on
shit? You can pray for X on shit talk, but you're not gonna play with the Lord.
Let's go.
Listen. Okay, no. Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk.
I talk.
We talk
shit. Shit.